Welcome, everyone. Welcome, friends and guests. Welcome, church. Welcome to worship on this 4th of July. Thank you for taking time to seek God on this holiday weekend among all the wonderful celebrations of our freedoms that we enjoy and hold dear. My name is Rockford Johnson, and I'm serving as senior pastor here. It's a great joy to be in life and ministry together with you. Welcome. Please let us know you're worshiping with us by going to the chat box or going online, mcfarlandumc.org, and letting us know that you're a part of us today. Let us know how we can pray for you. On the front page of our website, there's a red prayer request button, and we invite you there to let us know how we can celebrate with you and pray for your concerns as well. If you're considering joining us in person, we of course welcome you. More and more people are returning every Sunday. We're following CDC guidelines, and we would love to see you in this place. Many of you have name tags, perhaps, and if you don't, we have a way for you to get a new one. And as we regather, it'll be very helpful if we can all wear some name tags together so that we can help our guests and each other know each other well. Today, we focus on joy and truth that God is love, and that in Jesus, God is made visible, and in us, that same love is made visible. So as we think together around the scriptures and express our love for God and for each other and God's mission with our songs and prayers today, let us affirm that this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Join me on the affirmation. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what will be has not yet been made known. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. This is the message we have heard from God and declares to you. God is light. In God, there is no darkness at all. If we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Children of God, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. God is love, and who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in us. This is the testimony. God gave us eternal life, and this life is in God's Son. This is how we know that God lives in us. We know it by the Spirit God gave us. We are children of God, seeking the light of God. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your unconditional love and mercy. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given unto us today. There is nothing that will give you in return that can be compared to your love that you continue to show us, Lord. Heavenly Father, here we are before thy throne of glory. We surrender all to you. May you heal the sick and give hope to the hopeless, O our God. You are the master of this passing world. May you hear the cries and humble voices of families that have lost the loved ones in Florida, and we pray that we may continue to give them comfort. Oh Jesus, we are thankful today for this country and for those who have worked hard for the freedom to worship, to work, and save, the freedom to be who God you have created us to be, and help us to work together to create a country that honors you. Lord Jesus, help us to love one another as you have loved us, and by this, the world will know that we abide in you and you abide in us. We pray that you may bless each and every one of us today. And Lord, once you bless us, we'll never miss to say thank you and to glorify your glorious name. We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and Savior. Amen.
scripture today is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 through 7. Hear these words. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now is already in the world. Little children, you are from God and have conquered them. For the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore, what they say is from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us, and whoever is not from God does not listen to us. From this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit